Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Ramachandra Puri, Episode 25, Part 2, Two Disciples, but Different Relationships with Guru. Formerly, when Madhavendra Puri was at the last stage of his life, Ramachandra Puri came to where he was staying. Madhavendra Puri was chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes he would cry out, "Oh my Lord, I did not get shelter at Mathura." Then Ramachandra Puri was so foolish that fearlessly he dared to instruct his spiritual master, "If you are full in transcendental bliss, then you should now remember only Brahman. So why are you crying?" Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri, greatly angry, rebuked Ramachandra Puri, "Get out, you sinful rascal! Krishna na payinu, na payinu, Mathura, apana duke maron, hey, dite aila jwala. Oh, my Lord Krishna, I could not reach you, nor could I reach your abode, Mathura. I am dying in great unhappiness, and now this rascal has come to give me more pain. Ramachandra, do not show your face to me. Go anywhere else you like. If I die seeing your face, well, I shall not achieve the destination of my life. I am dying without achieving shelter of Krishna, and therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned foolish rascal has come to instruct me about Brahman." Ramachandra Puri was thus denounced by Madhavendra Puri, and due to his offense, gradually material desire appeared within him. One who is attached to dry speculative knowledge has no relationship with Krishna. One's occupation is criticizing Vaishnavas. Thus one is situated in criticism. On the other hand, Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed service to Madhavendra Puri, cleaning up his stool and urine with his own hand. Ishwara Puri was always chanting the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna for Madhavendra Puri to hear. In this way, Ishwara Puri helped Madhavendra Puri remember the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna at the time of his death. Pleased with Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri embraced him, giving him the benediction that he would be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Thus, Ishwara Puri became like an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, whereas Ramachandra Puri became a dry speculator and a critic of everyone else. Ishwara Puri received the blessing of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri received a rebuke from him. Therefore, these persons, Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, are examples of the objects of a great personality's benediction and punishment. Madhavendra Puri thus instructed the entire world by presenting these examples. His divine grace, Madhavendra Puri, spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna. While passing away from this material world, Madhavendra Puri chanted the following verse, "Ai dina dayadra nata hai, Mathura nata kadava lokyase, Hridayam twad aloka kataram, Daita bhramyati king karomi aham." O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, When shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? In this verse, Madhavendra Puri teaches how to achieve ecstatic love for Krishna. For by feeling separation from Krishna, one becomes spiritually situated. Madhavendra Puri sowed the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna within this material world and then departed. That seed later became a great tree in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Incidentally, I have described the passing away of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Anyone who hears this must be considered very fortunate. Recorded March 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Amito Muraka Ati, Kise Bala Hoya. Kabhu na bhujinu taheno mamagati. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, certainly I am very foolish, and I have never known what is good for me. Therefore, such is my condition.